Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the death of O.J. Simpson had, I don't want to say it closed a chapter, and boy, was it just a crazy few decades. And it's a shame to see somebody who was a football star then turn to what ended up happening with Nicole Brown Simpson being killed, Ron Goldman being killed, and then the robberies. And I know he was found, he was acquitted in the criminal trial, but in the civil trial, he was found guilty. And so a concern I had is he had CTE. He was a running back. Many football players suffer from repeated traumatic brain injury, and chronic traumatic encephalopathy means you've had chronic trauma to the brain causing pathology of the brain, brain. And so, you know, we had talked about how, you know, I thought he had CTE for years. Then when he died, will they be doing a postmortem analysis, as many football players' families choose to do, to help science and figure out what happened to their loved one? And a lawyer for O.J. Simpson said no. O.J. Simpson died last week on April 10th from what I believe complications from prostate cancer. They're going to cremate him. They will not donate his brain for scientific research. Malcolm Laverne, who is serving as executor of Simpson's estate, told People magazine that they're going to cremate him and that arrangements for the funeral service have yet to be finalized. His entire body, his brain, everything, his fake hips, his fake knees, everything, that all goes to the crematorium. So he spoke to the New York Post, and it said that his family gave a hard no to scientists asking to study for his brain for CTE. And, you know what's interesting? Okay, let's be devil's advocate. Okay? We know that chronic traumatic encephalopathy affects a lot of athletes, whether you're a cheerleader, soccer player, trauma to the brain during years of military service. We are finding upon autopsy, because it's hard to do the tests and the pathology when someone's alive. We don't like to do brain biopsies on healthy individuals. That many players sustain this, and chronic traumatic encephalopathy could be linked to impulsive behavior, memory loss, emotional instability, speech issue, aggression, mood swings, violence, vision problems. And O.J. Simpson had, in an interview, I think it was back in 2016, said he's wondered if he's had CTE because of memory issues. So on one end, could that have explained what happened with the 1994 murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, which, again, he was acquitted criminally but civilly found guilty? Could that have played a role? But if you're the family of O.J. Simpson, right, would it help or hurt you to have him evaluated? Now, I'm a physician, so I'm biased. I'm thinking it would help. It would help other players. It would help understand, you know, some of possibly his behavior. You know, how somebody who could be at a peak when it comes to football and then acting. You know, we don't see a lot of, you know, you didn't really see a lot of athletes go into social, to show business, but he did. He was able to do that. He was very charismatic, and now you're seeing it all the time. Tom Brady has been in some movies, and, you know, for him, he was kind of, you know, a pioneer in that. And so, know, you would think from the family perspective, you know, that would, well, allow there to be some explanation for their loved one's aberrant behavior. That it wasn't that he was just, you know, a killer. He had something that happened, and a burglar and a robber, allegedly. It was something that, you know, happened to him. And the victimization of it might help put a lot of the questions as to why somebody would do that to rest. On the flip side, if they are still trying to double down on his innocence, why have anybody say, whoa, he had major brain trauma? And you see, he must have had CTE. You know, so I don't know. I mean, as a family, I would want to know. And I would want that, you know, being a possible explanation. Now, but there's a $33.5 million wrongful death settlement that still has not been paid. According to Goldman family lawyer David Cook, the family has not seen the money. Now, I don't know how it's gone that year. They say an attorney for Goldman's father said Simpson owed the family more than $100 million prior to his death. So I'm not sure how, you know, unless the $33.5 million with interest turned to $100 million, but how did he not pay? How, you know, I thought when you have to, you know, pay a judgment, and did they tie it up in appeals? I don't know. But the executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says they are going to work to not allow that million, that $33.5 million judgment take part of the estate. Now, this was awarded by a California civil jury 3 decades ago for the wrongful death lawsuit filed by families of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Simpson's will was filed Friday in a Clark County court in Nevada, naming his longtime lawyer, Malcolm Levert, as the executor, and the property was placed into a trust that was created this year. Now, he said the entirety of the Simpson estate has not been tallied. Under Nevada law, the estate must go through the courts if its assets exceed $20,000. I don't know how much he has in his assets, etc. But interesting that they haven't gotten anything. And his attorney says, my hope is that the Goldmans get nothing. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dahlia or on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I keep hearing from the younger kids that they're not going to stop until they find their dream job. Where when I help kids with their resumes, their interview skills, I see students who want to get into medical school. I talk to students all the time, and they want their dream job. Okay, what is the definition of a dream job? Well, for those of us who are middle-aged, a dream job is one that's not going to can your butt, right? That you'll have for longevity. Two, one where you don't have an evil boss. You don't have a boss messing with you. Three is one where you get to do the exact job that you want to do, that you're trained for. You're not given other crap to do. You're not being asked to do it half-assed. You're doing the job you were designed to do and destined to do. You're getting paid what you're worth. You're not being overworked. You have the time off you need when you need it. you have the support and the loyalty of your boss, where no matter what, they're not going to let you go through thick or thin. Now, and you have fun. Now, how many of you have a job like that? Hopefully, some of you do. But the average job is not a quote-unquote dream job. And so the problem we have is we have people of all generations in their job going, well, the grass looks greener. The grass looks greener. I could be having that. And in their defense, okay, individuals do not want to pass up other opportunities. They've looked at baby boomers and Gen X's as just, no, we're doing the traditional thing. We're going to be at the job for 20, 25 years. That's how it's done. And they're like, well, no, because you got old. I don't want to get old. You know, I want to be the doctor that gets to work on the stars, or I want to deliver 1,000 babies, or I want to design the next rocket ship, or I want to be president of the United States. Okay, I'm telling you right now, only a few people get to become president. Now, a few people in your generation are going to be able to become president. Very good chance it's not going to be you. Okay? Now, there's more times than not, you are going to be at a job that you might think is your dream job. You landed, and then all of a sudden, they're like, no, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. And I'm like, well, I thought we were going to be doing this. I thought this is what you needed. No, no. Well, but don't you want to succeed? Nope. And so the reality of it is you get into a job, and you start to see that you might have amazing ideas, but if you show up somebody else, that's not happening. Now, you might be trying to correct things that were wrong, but if you do that, it could make other people look bad. They don't want anybody knowing that they were doing something wrong. And so you start to think, wait a second, I'm here in this firm. This looks really good. And you don't get to do what you were born to do. And so, you know, one option is, well, own your own business. If you own your own business, now you get to do what you want to do. Not entirely. I owned my medical office. I loved having a medical practice. I did not love Obamacare. I did not love the changes with the coding. I did not love working with Medicare and these insurance companies who claimed they paid you when they didn't and money wasn't coming in, or would make mistakes or would say, oh, you know what? We denied it. I don't know why we denied it. And it started to be, you know, what I really thought I was going to do was only 5% of the entire job. And so I think we need to have a realistic conversation about what exactly is a dream job. Is it attainable? And if it's not, what's second best? You know, there's an article here, the worst jobs in America, according to the people who do them. There's at least 51 jobs listed, and it's common jobs. It's retail, it's construction, it's, and it was based on the money you make, how good you feel in terms of, you know, the impact you're making. And, I don't know if any job is a dream. I mean, okay, so what would have been my dream job? My dream job was I wanted to be in the movies, and I wanted to be doing love scenes opposite George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Viggo Mortensen, Michael Fassbender, Denzel Washington, Jean-Claude Van Damme. That was my dream job. Didn't happen. Not in the movies. Not being asked to be cast in any of those movies. And even if I were cast, most likely all of those actors would say, no, ixnay on the sex scene A with Dahlia A. And so then it wouldn't have been my dream job. And then how long do you get to do that dream job? If I'm 60 or 70, let's say I was in my 20s able to be in the movies. Would people still want me in the movies with them? Everything changes. Everything's fleeting. And so what we have to do is get off the topic of your job is where your happiness and your fulfillment's going to come from. The younger generation is not getting married. They're not having kids. They think that the older generations screwed up, never got their dream job because they went for the family. And many of them are either concentrating on their careers or they're in their parents' basement playing video games and lazy. But I am seeing very enthusiastic, career-minded individuals still trying to reach that dream job. Well, what happens if they're 40 or 50 and they think they're where they're getting a dream job and it's not a dream job? There's politics. They always fear getting laid off. There's drama. And they didn't have a family. All right. I don't know who is feeding into these kids that you will find one job that you are going to love. You're going to love your job. Maybe that's not as realistic as we want it to be. We want you to enjoy your job. We want you to want to get up in the morning. But understand, you might not love your job. Now, I think back to medicine. I loved my job. Now, somebody is always like, well, didn't you have to drain rectal abscesses? I did. I didn't mind. I mean, I was helping the patients. I loved my job. Did I really, though, love my job? I loved doing the medicine to the patients. Did I really love being on the phone arguing with Medicare? Did I really love trying to convert to electronic records? No. But I think of the good stuff. So where can I just do medicine? Where can I just do medicine and not have to deal with the politics and the drama and the staff calling out and patients stealing things? And what? I don't think it's attainable. And I'm not a negative person. I'm always optimistic. I'm always like, think positive and it'll happen. But I think we're giving people the wrong impression. You know, we're telling people to be social justice warriors, and they're not realizing that, you know, there could be some implications. You know, if people think you're biased, if people think that you're not putting them first, if your goal is to be a doctor who people think is unbiased, who'll show no discrimination, and then all of a sudden you're going to act a certain way because you see a MAGA hat, you just lost a lot of patients. And so we really have to, you know, look at how we're educating people and telling them to be realistic and letting them know that, same thing with relationships. People are looking for the husband or wife or partner that is 100%, and nobody's 100%. Okay? I mean, maybe you could be sexually compatible. Maybe you could be of both the same political party. Maybe you could be of the same religion. But nobody's 100%. There's going to be parts of your partner that you don't like. So maybe we got to look at things as an 80% win. You know, if 80%, you love 80% of what that person's about, but the 20% you can't live with, then that's not the person to be with. But if the 20% you can, well, they leave the seat up. You know, they're a little bit of a slob. You know, they burp a lot. You can live with that. And that's what you have to look at when it comes to jobs, when it comes to, and I keep hearing people say, yeah, you know, like somebody got a new job and they were really, really excited. I told her, that's amazing. She's like, I don't know how long I'm going to stay. And I asked her, I go, why? I thought this was the job you've always wanted. She's like, yeah, but it's just the boss, the people. Well, you know, I spoke to another woman. They announced that there's going to be layoffs later this year. She loves the job, but there's going to be layoffs. You know, this is the reality people need to be prepared for. Because the last thing you want to do is jump ship to a dinghy and that dinghy sinks. Just because that dinghy looks like it's going to a hot, exciting island. Now, is that a good metaphor? I don't know. I'm really not up on the metaphors. That's part of my 20% that's lacking. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is going to have to face federal gun charges. USA's Corey Myers.
A judge in Delaware has denied his attempts to dismiss three federal gun charges, making it more certain that a trial will happen this summer. Attorneys for Hunter Biden argued that an immunity agreement tied to his plea deal is still in effect. The judge said that an immunity provision in that plea deal, which ultimately fell apart, was made when both parties signed it.
It may soon cost you more to mail a card or letter. The U.S. Postal Service is asking for approval to raise the price of stamps for the second time in 6 months. If the change gets the green light, a first-class stamp will jump from 68 cents to 73 cents in July. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, do you believe in life after death? I do. It depends on your religion, depends on your spirituality. But one of the reasons why I believe in it, not only because of religion, is because I've had patients tell me that they saw the light, they saw Jesus, they saw, and it was before they were resuscitated and came back. And so there's a lot of theories for that. But people always ask, what do doctors say? So there's an interesting article being published in the New York Post where a radiation oncologist in Kentucky has studied more than 5,000 near-death experiences. An oncologist is a doctor a specialist who specializes in cancer treatment. And he believes his research has proven the existence of life after death without a doubt. Dr. Jeffrey Long founded the Near Death Experience Research Foundation in 1998. He became fascinated with near-death experiences while completing his residency. Huh, I did residency back then. Oh, that's interesting. All right. If he was in Kentucky, I doubt I ran into him. But I got to find out where he went to. Gosh, he looks familiar. Anyway, neither here nor there. In a new essay for Insider, he defines near-death experiences as someone who is either comatose or clinically dead without a heartbeat, having a lucid experience where they see, hear, feel emotions, and interact with other beings. Now, he collects stories from those who have reported these, and he scientifically analyzes the accounts. He says, in the face of overwhelming evidence, he's come to believe there's certainly an afterlife. He says, I've come to believe that there's certainly an afterlife. 45% of the patients report an out-of-body experience. He said, people claim their consciousness separates from their physical body, hovering above, allowing them to see and hear what happens around them. He says these narratives have been confirmed by witnesses. He cited the case of a woman who lost consciousness while riding a horse on a trail. Her consciousness traveled with her horse as he galloped back to the barn. She was later able to describe exactly what happened at the barn, even though her body wasn't physically there. Whoa. Others say they're transported into another realm. Many claim to have passed through a tunnel, see a bright light, greeted by a deceased loved one, or watch their life flash before their eyes. All right, I don't really know who would greet me. I'm a little nervous about that because I didn't get along with a lot of the family, you know. I mean, I would want to see my dad again. There, some of the in-laws are up there. I'm a little nervous. You know, I was bullied a lot as a kid. I really don't want to go up to heaven and get bullied. But Dr. Long has collected stories from those who reported NDEs, analyzed them, and he said these sightings have become cliche, but young children have also described similar experiences. So young children who aren't really already embedded with these movies and these pictures of seeing the light and hovering over the OR or the ER room and coming back, even kids have said that they saw these things. Now, he still can't explain it. He said, I've read brain research. I've considered every possible explanation. The bottom line is that none of them hold water. But he's not the only one conducting the research. Dr. Bruce Grayson, according to the New York Post, professor emeritus of psychiatry and neurobehavioral sciences at the University of Virginia, also is studying. Now, why is he studying it? Because he had an episode of his own. So he agrees that no two near-death experiences are exactly alike. But he has cataloged a few familiar traits. And so he thinks they're common. 10 to 20% of people come close to death reporting them, which is 5% of the population. He also shared that many people claim to have an out-of-body experience, a bright light sighting, and a reunion with a dead loved one. He says, I think the evidence overwhelmingly points to the physical body not being all that we are. There seems to be something that is able to continue after the body dies. I don't know what to make of it. So, good for them. Okay, I mean, this doesn't maybe explain everything, but, you know, our minds are incredible. It blows my mind what our minds could do, whether it's deja vu, whether it's our sixth sense. Remember I told you I was working on podcasts when I used to do my show late night in Las Vegas, and I felt a 6-foot-tall man, even though I never saw him. And then he ended up breaking into the house, and when they found him, he was 6-foot-tall. How did I know that? I felt it. How does your brain feel these things? For those of us that witnessed God, witnessed acts of God, I can't explain it. You know, and you just kind of say, well, you know, maybe you're thinking too much. You know, maybe you put that thought into your head. I don't think so. And me being a physician and an ER physician and working with people who clinically died and we brought them back, they told me they saw light. Now, again, we're in a very well-lit room. I was working on, you know, no sleep, doing 36-hour shifts. But I really wish I, at the time, cataloged what people told me. Now, we didn't have a lot of codes. You know, we hopefully stabilized people so they wouldn't be near death. But seeing the light, reuniting with a deceased loved one? You see, what's interesting about that is, you know, somebody could say, okay, well, I have a bias because I'm currently married to somebody or I love my kids. So those thoughts come to my mind. But a deceased loved one, you are not actively thinking about deceased loved ones. I mean, my father died in 2004. I think about him often, but if I was in the hospital or if I was in a car accident, God forbid, or I was, he wouldn't necessarily be on the top of my mind. Unless somebody for days said, look, you're going to go see dad, you know, and all that other stuff. But if there is something acute that happens to you, are you really thinking of a random deceased relative? You know, that's why I find that fascinating. You know, is there another dimension? Is there another realm? Are there ghosts? You know, I it's hard to study. You know, but we have heard time and time again that people have very interesting accounts. Now, some people, you know, they say, you know, did you really see Jesus? Do you not? I mean, I believe it. And people say they saw Jesus. I believe it. They don't know. Why would they lie? Not everybody's going to see Jesus. But, you know, do I believe there's a heaven or a hell? I don't know. I don't know if hell is fire. And, I mean, again, that might be metaphor. You know, personally, you know, I believe, you know, I believe in God. And I believe what we do here on earth is a job interview. I believe like an apprenticeship, an internship. God's watching all of us. And he's trying to figure out in the afterlife where he puts us, where he needs us. You know, there are some kids that he's like, your soul is exactly what I need up here. You know, I know your family's going to be sad, but, you know, before you get tainted and hurt by what could happen in life, you're going to be under my protection up here. I got a job for you to do. And that's how I look at it. When we had a young, brilliant family member who died of leukemia when he was a kid, when he was only 13. And I told my mom, it's probably God wanted him. God needed his soul, and God needed him there, and he had a job for him to do. But, Mom, you and I don't think God wants us up there yet. We're too noisy. He's probably like, I'm going to wait on you guys. I'm going to wait. Yeah, and so, I don't know. Yeah. Is it a way for us to kind of cope with life and death? Or is it real? 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure?
then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you was booking your flight for the summer, and you had not realized that you don't get a seat anymore when you book a ticket, a seat that you want. You get a random seat, and if you want a specific seat, you have to pay extra on a lot of these discount flights. I mean, they shouldn't be discounted. They're all expensive. But, you know, if I go to the Delta website, I think, or I go to the JetBlue website, you get to pick your seat. But if I go to Orbitz or Cheap Seats or whatever, and I find the cheapest flight, oftentimes it's a random middle seat. And if you're a family of four, you're all separated. And it says, if you want to choose a seat, pay X amount per ticket. Well, there's a lot of individuals who said, you know what, to hell with that. People will move. I mean, they're not going to want to sit next to my kid. They'll move. so I'll save myself the money. Well, more and more people are finding that no one's moving. Because if you are paying extra to get that aisle seat or to get that window seat so you aren't stuck in the middle, why are you going to give it up? And so there was an interesting piece on how flight attendants take revenge on passengers who won't move. And I found that kind of fascinating because you would think the flight attendants would take the side of, look, the people that went onto the website and ordered it and booked it and didn't try to, you know, get the cheaper way to go. And it's well known, you know, you are getting a middle seat. You know, because it tells you where your seat is. And it's a middle seat, and you see that the family is all split up. It's no surprise. Now, people always ask, surprise, going, oh, I didn't know. Well, now we all know because we all have booked flights and got caught going, oh, crap. Because I took the cheaper flight, I don't get a seat, and now I got to pay extra to choose my seat. So a flight attendant says she punishes passengers who refuse to swap seats with parents. This is according to The Independent. Mitra Amirzadeh is a flight attendant based in Orlando. And she told the Wall Street Journal that when mediation efforts fail and a child is involved in a seat swapping fiasco, she will speak to other passengers and ask for volunteers to help families. Sometimes she will assign stubborn passengers the responsibility of entertaining children sat alone as punishment. She says, I've said before, okay, so you're going to watch the toddler. You'll want their snacks and their coloring books then, because they're going to need that. Now, I think that is completely inappropriate. Number one is, you can't have a random person. They could be a criminal, right, dealing with, you know, taking care of a child. To kind of force somebody, you know, you have a man, a 40-year-old man, and you are telling him to take care of the 3-year-old girl. Anybody could accuse him of touching her, he's not going to want to. He paid for his seat. He got his seat. Leave him. What if he's sick? What if he has staff? You want him to touch the kids' coloring books? Now, I understand the flight attendants in their defense. They have to put up with the brunt of a bunch of stupid policies. They have to put up with the brunt of the mask mandate. They were threatened to lose their job. They were threatened fines. Not their fault. But people got mad at them. Now, you need to get, you know, sit up to go to the bathroom. If they let you get up when you're on the tarmac, they get in trouble. And so they are the brunt of a lot of frustration. But what needs to happen is these airlines need to say, look, if you have somebody who's a minor traveling with you, you need to purchase seats that are next to you. If not, you need to arrange for your minor child to have supervision. You know how certain kids could fly on a plane by themselves, but there has to be supervision, so they're put in a special seat, and then the stewardess, the flight attendants, keep an eye on them. But you cannot ask passengers to take on the control of babysitting. And you can't ask a passenger who paid extra for a seat to move. And sadly, I have seen families do that. And I know they do that because they're shopping for flights on the same sites I do. And once I see I'm going to be stuck in a middle seat or I'm going to be separated from my kids, I change it. I say, no. I will, I'll go ahead and go directly to the JetBlue site or Delta site or whatever, buy my flight so I know I get to pick the seat so we get to be together. There was somebody who was asked, I think there was like a Reddit post where somebody was in business class. And business class is expensive. That's a very expensive ticket. Not as expensive as first class, but it's expensive. And somebody gave them crap for not moving to go to economy so a couple could sit together. Why should you give away your expensive seat? You know, I get very uncomfortable in long flights. You know, having skied and ran and all that. Sitting on a plane is not very comfortable. But so I try to get the window seat so I have a little bit of elbow room so my arm doesn't go numb. And somebody came up saying, can you move? And I spent a lot. It was a first class seat. I spent a lot of money on that seat because I needed to sleep. It was a long flight. And she asked me to move. And I said, is the other seat window? She said, no. It's aisle. And I go, well, I purposely picked window because I need it. You know, I go numb. So she screams down the plane, she won't move. Well, I'm sorry. I spent money, a lot of money on that seat. Why do I have to move? So this bullying and this harassment has to stop. If flying in general sucks. I cannot stand the experience I have when flying. I don't mind the security. God bless the TSA. I don't mind that. I mind having to spend $7 for a bottle of water at the airport. I think that sucks. I think water should be cheaper. If we can't bring water on the plane from home and we have to buy it there, the water should be cheaper. I think it's ridiculous what it costs to buy a drink to take on the plane or buy a sandwich. Just the way, you know, you're cattle card in and, you know, there's no room and it's uncomfortable and you have to pay extra to bring an overnight bag and, they make it miserable. And maybe they're doing it because they don't want people flying. But at some point, and then look at how all the, half-assed stuff going on with planes. Panels flying off, tires not working, near misses. Now, I have to fly to New York in a couple months. I'm excited about the Talkers Magazine conference. I'm not excited about the flight. And again, it just, when I get into my seat, leave me alone. I've been through the whole TSA process. I've waited for an hour or two because you had to get to the airport 2 hours in advance. Let me sit and relax in my seat. And no, people on your butt to move and to switch seats. No. I spent money on this seat. No. Yeah, and I think airlines should very easily say, hey, I'm sorry, it looks like you have a kid. So before you purchase the ticket, you need to purchase the seats together. It looks like your kids are not sitting. This way they know. They can't pretend they don't know. And that if they're flying with kids, because you cannot ask a stranger to take care of the kid. Now, I was very fortunate that somebody would move if that did ever happen to me, where we got random seats or we had to be bumped to a new flight, and I would buy drinks for whoever moved. But, come on. It can't be expected. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.